Hi everyone, welcome back to the Primal Pioneer. I'm your host, Heather Shepherd. As a classical homeopath, primal nutritionist, and primal movement coach, I help people all over the world improve their health using nature's medicine kit. For over a decade, I've been helping people overcome both acute and chronic health struggles, from cancer, autoimmunity, and leaky gut, to soft tissue injuries, C. diff, and brain injuries using a 100% natural approach to health. As a former Division I athlete and trainer of professional athletes, I also help people recover from injuries and help them recover from the wear and tear that develops from years of playing sports and training the body. This week, enjoy my podcast series all about homeopathic medicine. If you're a homeopathic practitioner, if you're currently working with a homeopath, or if you simply want to learn how to use homeopathic medicine to self-heal your body, your understanding of this ancient natural medicine will improve immensely by listening to this series. Enjoy. Hi everyone, welcome back to the show. I hope you all are enjoying this segment all about homeopathic care. I hope that it's helping to deepen your understanding about homeopathy, which is such a unique and beautiful and potent medicine. Today, I'm going to help you answer the question, how do I know if my remedy is working? During this episode, I'm going to teach you the basics as to how you can tell if your remedy is working. Now, this might sound like a straightforward answer. If you feel better, it's working, right? This is the mindset we've been taught around health. If I'm sick and I take something for the sickness, I should feel better. While this is absolutely true, we always want people to feel better. That's always the long-term goal. In homeopathy, feeling better isn't always the indicated sign that you've taken the correct remedy and that your remedy is working. So healing root causes of our diseases and health struggles, especially our chronic health struggles, isn't always as linear and straightforward as this. This question, how do I know if my remedy is working, is actually quite complex and doesn't have one straightforward, linear, across-the-board answer. And here's one major reason why. Not everyone is operating under the same level of health. We're all operating under a level of health unique to our life experiences, meaning our health history, the frequency at which we get or got acutes, okay, right, the colds, the flus, the fevers above 101.3, our vaccination history, our prescription drug use and prescription drug use history, our diet, our exposure to man-made or artificial light and artificial frequencies like Wi-Fi and cell phones and cell towers, and stress levels, to name a few. Your level of health is reflective of these exposures and to how your acutes were treated and as to how your body responded to those treatments. Many people familiar with homeopathy know that generally, in most cases, there is some degree of an initial aggravation of symptoms that is followed by an amelioration after taking your remedy. So usually there's this initial aggravation followed by an amelioration of symptoms after taking your remedy. And this is most commonly the case when treating chronic conditions. However, it can be the case in acute conditions as well. The aggravation period typically is much shorter duration than an aggravation that occurs when treating chronic conditions. So let me give you an example here of treating an acute condition. Let's say somebody has a strep throat infection. And they have a low-grade fever of 99.9, and they can't quite kick the strep throat, okay? They're not ready to go the antibiotic route because the fever is low-grade, the infection isn't really getting worse, it's just kind of standing still. And so you give a remedy for strep throat. They take the remedy and their fever goes up to 102. Okay, so they started at a 99.9 low grade fever, they went to 102. And then after, say, they had that fever for 4, 6, 8 hours, followed by this huge amelioration. The strep throat went away, the fever went away, and they felt markedly better. In these kind of cases, the aggravation was had a super short window, right? 6, 8 hours, spiked the fever, and then that was followed by this big amelioration of symptoms. Oftentimes, many types of bacteria, pathogenic bacteria, they need the fever to get above 101.3 in order for the body's immune system to actually kill off the bacteria, the pathogenic bacteria. And so this is an example of a very positive healing reaction stimulated by the remedy. The remedy stimulated the immune system to have this initial aggravation. The fever increased slightly, but that allowed the immune system to self-heal and overcome the infection. So that's an example of the short window of time that the aggravation period can be during an acute. During a chronic, that window of time can be a little longer, but typically isn't as intense, typically. So why is this initial aggravation a positive sign? I kind of alluded to this when discussing the acute with you about the strep throat there, but an initial aggravation is a positive sign because it's a sign that the immune system is strengthening. And as a result of this extra push, the remedy encourages in the immune system, the body can do what it's naturally designed to do, which is self-heal. Now, what might an initial aggravation look like? So it can look differently in acute and in chronic conditions. So, and this can vary depending on the individual, but this can look anything like a fever, a skin eruption, maybe there's some acne outbreaks, maybe there's an acute meaning there's a cold, maybe cystitis, rhinitis, a headache, maybe there's a big emotional release. These are some examples of what an initial aggravation could look like. Again, that's going to be very unique to the person's level of health, their constitution, what they've been through. So how to accurately gauge if your remedy is working is one of the most misunderstood and underconsidered elements of homeopathy. If we don't understand this, we cannot truly tell if our remedy is working, which is why it's highly recommended to work with a trained homeopath familiar with this important aspect of homeopathy, because there's so many responses the body can have after you've taken your remedy, and each response is going to tell the homeopath, it's going to paint them a picture as to if the remedy is working, if it's suppressing, or if it's simply not acting at all. Most people think that if they immediately get an acute, right, a cold, a flu, some kind of acute condition, after taking a remedy for a chronic condition, so let's say a chronic condition like low back pain or any kind of condition you've had ongoing, if you get an acute after taking a remedy for a chronic condition, that this is a positive sign. But this isn't always the case. And I'm going to give you some examples here so you can really start to understand and grasp this picture, this concept as to how to understand if your remedy is working. So let me give you an example here. Let's say that someone comes into my practice who hasn't been vaccinated. They live a more rural lifestyle, so there's a less population density as to where they live. They have cleaner air, cleaner water. They're not on city water. They get a lot of sunshine, and this person rarely gets a cold or a flu. And they come to me for constipation, and I give the remedy, and within 7 days, the person gets a really bad cold with a fever. Now, for those of you familiar with homeopathy, you might say, wow, this is like, that's a really great sign. The remedy's working. They got this big acute, right? But because this individual was in an top level of health, an upper level of health, this reaction is actually a clear sign that the remedy was incorrect, because someone in this upper level of health should not have this type of aggravation if the remedy was correct. Because they don't get frequent colds or flus that typically are and when they get them, they're pretty mild, they should not have a dramatic effect or response from the remedy. Now, if someone else comes into my practice who hasn't gotten acute in years, they struggle with leaky gut and chronic fatigue, maybe they have some bloating and pain over their liver, they've had the typical vaccination protocol and relied on antibiotics to treat their acutes when they had these earlier in life, you know, the strep throats, the bronchitis that they got earlier in life, and I give a remedy, and within 3 to 7, even 30 days, they get an acute. They get a cold, a flu, a fever above 101.3. In this case, this is an astounding sign that the remedy was correct. Now, I could also have someone similar to this case, the one I just mentioned here with the leaky gut, but their constitution is genetically weaker. It could take them a year to have an acute, which would also be a good sign, but would also tell me that they're in a lower level of health because it took their organism, their body, a long time to be able to produce an acute. This is also a sign that the remedy is correct, but the individual is simply currently at a lower level of health, and it took them a long time, a longer time, to respond to the remedy. So there are many different scenarios that can occur while under homeopathic care. And I'm going to give you one more example, because this situation commonly occurs as well. Let's say you visit a homeopath for chronic constipation. They prescribe you carcinosin, and you become more regular. You have regular bowel movements, your sleep improves, which was, you know, not so great before you saw the homeopath, but your anxiety that you had stays and even gets progressively more intense. And months to a year or more pass since you've taken your remedy. When we see an amelioration on the physical level, but mentally or emotionally, things don't improve and could even progressively get worse, this is a key sign that the remedy was incorrect and even had a suppressive effect on your system. You see, most people under homeopathic care are under the idea that homeopathy is a simple form of medicine that they can Google symptoms for and take a remedy that they resonate with, or that they can pendulum on a remedy to see which one they should take. But homeopathy is much more complex than that. There's so many layers to peel back. There's so many different things to look at depending on each individual, what their level of health is, what their past health history was, what their current environment is that they're living in, their stress levels, how often they get acutes, how those acutes have been treated, have they been vaccinated. These are all key things that we have to consider when we're under homeopathic care to see, hey, is this remedy acting appropriately and effectively? I hope this episode helped you more fully grasp the brilliance, the depth, and the power of this medicine that it can bring you when homeopathy is practiced in wise ways. And for more information on understanding the concepts that I just brushed upon here, discussed on this episode, you can read George Vithalkos's Levels of Health. To learn more about classical homeopathy and other holistic self-healing modalities, subscribe to this podcast and visit me online at heatherschepherd.com. That's HEATHARSHEPARD.com, at ancestraldigestion.com, or on Instagram at sunlight_RX.